can't they just will themselves up? That's just how weak men are. Especially in terms of who God is. The weak. And then, verse 28, it gets worse. Foolish, weak, goes down a level again. The base. These are the ones you look at and criticize and think, boy, I'm sure glad I'm not like that one over there. You see them in life and they're struggling and you think, boy, you talk about the base of base. That's them. Well, that's what we are. See, that's our problem. We look down our nose at others when in reality, we're nothing different. That'd be like one shadow over here fighting another shadow and saying, well, I'm bigger than you are. Big deal. The base things of the world. And notice, which are despised. Think about those that among men are most despised. But before God, all. That's why it says here, Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him? When was the last time you found a, excuse the expression, but just a pile of dirt on the ground and stood there and examined it and looked at it and thought, well, this is the greatest thing in the world. You'd be crazy. You do all you can to avoid it. The despised, the stench, the stink, hath God chosen. That's an amazing thing when you stop and think about it. It's not a matter of any choosing him. None could. Here in Genesis chapter 43, remember, we've seen already how the Lord brought Joseph's brothers down into Egypt because of the famine. And who should be on the throne but Joseph? They would not get any favor apart from him. And that's a picture of Christ. That any, if there's to know the favor of God, it's got to be through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has set on his throne. Joseph knew his brother, but they did not know him. And so what seemed to be somewhat mean-spirited on his part, he sent them back, them having told him that they had a brother that was a younger brother, Benjamin, and Joseph, hearing that, said, well, next time you come, make sure you bring him, otherwise there's no favor. And so that's where we are. The brothers had gone back and told their father. Of course, the father just thinks this is more mischief coming his way. Because in his mind, he's already lost Joseph. And now, Benjamin, the youngest, how could that be? And so for a while, they were able to get by on what Joseph had sent them back with. Remember, Joseph, whatever they bought for their grain and corn that they got, when they got back, they realized Joseph had put it all back in the sack. Didn't require one thing from them. There's a picture of God's free grace. That when he pleases to bless, he doesn't require anything of our hands. So now we see a picture of Christ. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. The way of counting the hours, sixth hour would have been noon. So they started from 6 a.m., and then ninth hour would have been 3 in the afternoon. Total darkness. People got all excited when there was an eclipse of the sun recently, and it lasted all about 2 minutes. Imagine 3 hours of darkness. Well, the sun, the face of the sun was hid. But this is where our Lord would have entered in communion with his Father. It's like the high priest going in to the inner sanctuary of that tabernacle. Yet not without blood. This was the final hour. It says the sun was darkened. There's a lot, even in that, a picture of judgment. Because God was about ready to finalize and pour out his wrath on his son. That wrath that his people deserve, but Christ himself would bear it. And it says the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. That veil that stood between the inner sanctuary and the holiest of holies, where the high priest could only go in once a year. The veil was rent for two reasons. One, the high priest, Christ,
that all that represented was entering in within the veil. His blood, not the blood of bulls and goats, his blood. He shed, sprinkled before the Father. But secondly, that once it was read, it was finished. There was not to be any more animal sacrifices. You know, we see in this the hardness of that nation of Israel, because when it was wrecked, they went and sewed it back up and kept going until such time as God completely destroyed that temple in 70 AD.